Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Doctors Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We're live in Studio 1A here in Tempe, Arizona. And before we get started, we need to give a big shout out to Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Finest selection of bourbons in all the land, best prices in a growler station. So when you're in Rapid City visiting Mount Rushmore, you should stop and partake in adult beverages at Boyd's Wine and Spirits. Podcast studio is powered by Fireball as well. We'll be breaking that out here shortly. So we are on day three of a smile makeover course at the end of a session four. And speaking of fours, we got a couple of D4s and a D3 students from, one from UCLA and a couple from a little blue school in Michigan that we won't even talk about. So, fucking maize and corn. Jesus Christ. All right. Go around the room. Tell us your name, a little bit about yourself. And you start here, Bite Wing.
Yeah, so I'm Mazen Ali. I'm an internationally trained dentist from Egypt, and right now I go to the University of Michigan, Cornell Blue, and
Jesus.
I'll be out hopefully by May. I did a 6 year of training back home in Egypt, and
right.
Then we did a 1 year emergency based internship, and then I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Should I specialize? Should I stay just a general dentist? I kept probing around, visiting different programs here, until I really found out that I want to be just a super general dentist. I want to do everything. And that kind of curiosity got me to a lot of places. Maybe one of them is like here today.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm learning. There's a big learning curve to get where you want. It never ends, and that's what keeps it going.
Yeah, man, I'm impressed that to come over here and have to do two more years of school, that's a lot.
Tell me,
how much of the 2 years is repeat? Like I already knew that shit. Like, why am I doing this? And then is there some that like I didn't get taught that way? Like, tell me about that.
I think the only differences would be how you do things, right? It's the same human being, same 32 teeth everywhere, but the way you approach things and the way you set your protocol is how to approach every patient and every treatment plan, right? I think maybe more digital exposure towards dentistry, more implants exposure. We used to do the same procedures, right? But not the way you guys do it. So it's me here in your field. I'm the new guy. I need to learn your way, right? Because your patients are familiar with your way, so I need to keep everything standardized, basically. So it's that difficult process of catching up and understanding how you guys want everything to be done, your expectations, your insurance, and, you know, what you offer today to your patients, all those kind of things.
Give me an example of what you did different in Egypt versus here.
I would say insurance is a big different thing. You need to see the patient in your chair,
right.
Do a full treatment plan, A to Z, right? If you accept the insurance, you need to send that and see if the insurance is going to cover it, and then you send it back, and if everything is a good green flag, then you go ahead and start that. Back home, we did not have that. It's kind of the opposite. Here, your patients, I would say 70 or 60% have insurance. Back home, it's only 5% or 10% who have insurance. Everything is out of pocket.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, another thing. Another thing is back in school, all our patients did not pay anything for their treatment. Neither did we pay any tuition. So imagine the patient flow and the amount of patients we used to see versus here. You kind of restricted with a lot of limitations, a lot of precautions. So a lot of things you need to consider before before you do anything.
Are you telling me Michigan charges you?
Of course.
Ah, shitty school. I know.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're going to get me in
these,
trouble.
Charging these poor people. You can find him on Instagram at the original handle of BiteWing93. So we've been giving him hell about that. All right, the other Maze. What's your story?
Sure. My name is Henny Gabriel. I moved to the U.S. About 6 years ago. And honestly, it's a little bit different when you come here because same dentistry, same thing, but just the way you have to learn all the paperwork, the insurance, you know, how to handle the patients, completely different. And that's usually where you get, you know, tripped up a little bit and you have to, like, reorient your way to, you know, the way that everything is done here. More comprehensive look at the patients. Like, we usually kind of jump into the treatments, try to get the patient, you know, fixed up. But here you have to go through stages. And I think that's a little bit different.
Gotcha. Now, you were in Egypt before, too, as well?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Did you guys go to the same school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually,
did you guys all know, you all knew each other?
Yes. Jesus.
Did you all, like, decide to come to the U.S. at the same time? Or, like how'd that work?
I guess it was me and my buddy Omar. We decided at the same time. I think Henny took the move a little earlier than us, but maybe he got distracted a little bit, and then we went back. So,
is there a story about getting distracted? Like if you want me to deep dive that, we can do that.
That would be.
I can tell you, yeah, for sure. Just coming over here and just trying to study for part one and part two.
Oh, for sure.
To get into school. I think that was really hard. So all of a sudden, after I'm done studying completely, and somebody tells you, hey, you have to study all of this, and it's on your own time and with your own books. You know, there's no kind of explanation of how to go about it. It took me a little bit longer, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, Omar?
Hi, guys. So I'm Omar. Omar, they call me O-squared back at UCLA. So I'm from UCLA. Came to the U.S. in 2018. I did a one-year perio program called preceptorship. And then I loved perio so much. The surgeries, how you do soft tissue grafting. Like I loved how that's, like, a big, big influence before doing any other, like general dentistry. The foundation in perio is huge. And then once I joined, like, the DDS program at UCLA and becoming a dental student again, I fell in love with everything. And then I decided I want to be a super GP. And of course, you want to be a person, like, nowadays, you have to know how to place implants, how to do cosmetic dentistry, yep, how to do surgeries. So we came, of course, the implant pathway. That's, like, the top place to learn about implant surgeries and grafting. So we're so happy to be here. All three of us went to the same school in Egypt, Alexandria University. And then I just want to add that back home, we try to save teeth because root canals and posts and cores and crowns are not as expensive as implants. So you lean more towards saving the teeth than extracting and then placing the implant. So that's probably the biggest change compared to the U.S. But honestly, everything else is pretty similar.
Yeah, we like taking teeth out over here.
Yep.
Oh, no,
yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. There's a dentist from Alexandria that places BioHorizons, and I spoke with him at a...
Where do you practice?
Shit.
Is it California?
I'll think of... What's that?
California? Is he...
No, he's in Egypt.
Oh, he's in Egypt. Oh,
yeah. But he's a big BioHorizons speaker over... What's that?
Hazem Turki?
That doesn't sound...
That's
familiar.
Mascari.
Someone famous on Instagram.
I think I saw Mascari. Rising guy.
Yeah, it could be. I'd have to
hard names we know.
That's so. Were you all in the same class too?
Me, like, and Omar, like over, yeah,
there? Me and my buddy there, Bitewing 92.
Yep. I'm a little older than these guys.
All right. So you're gonna go? You going to San Antonio for a residency?
1 year. Yep. Gonna be there.
Is that a GPR, an AGD?
It's an AGD.
And what's it through? Is it through NYU or is it?
It's UT San Antonio.
Oh, UT San Antonio. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
It's gonna be for 1 year. We're gonna start in July. Looking forward to that. You know, from what I've heard and what I've seen, they pretty much comprehensive. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to learning a lot of things. Right. So I have that thrust. Once I'm out of that program, I just hit the ground running right away, you know.
Perfect. What do you want to do after that? You got any ideas?
Private practice, time to make money.
Because I heard it wasn't free at Michigan, so yeah.
Not at all.
Do you have an area of the country you want to go to?
I prefer south.
Where it's not cold?
Yeah. I'm not made for that weather.
Zero.
I tested my body for 2 years as if I'm going to adapt, but it seems like it's
malfunctioning. Is there a single place in Egypt that it snows?
Never.
Maybe.
No way.
No chance. Maybe like the entire country. Yeah. Like, is it ever seen snow?
Mm-mm. No. It barely rains in the winter. That's it.
When is winter? Like now? No, because you're south. So, like.
No, it's now.
Is
no,
it
we're
now?
Not south. We're north.
Yeah, it's December.
Are you north of the equator?
The equator, yeah. We're north of that. So, we're the same summer, same winter, but you guys are tougher a little bit.
Well, it doesn't snow here
not
either.
In like,
So, sometimes in July and August, this thing feels like you're in the desert.
In
so,
the desert,
yeah. You know, like got a similar this year wasn't so bad, but last year we did 33 straight days above 110, and we did 8 days above 120. And I don't care where you are, like that's fucking hot. That's hot. Yeah, this year was
you
a lot
can
more
cook something. Right?
Yeah, this year's a lot more normal. So
I've tried the Michigan winter.
Fuck no, I grew up in Nebraska. I grew up in Nebraska. You can take that lake effect snow and stick it, man. No, thank you. I've been to a football game at the Big House. I went 3 years ago. Awesome place to watch a little football.
Go blue.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah,
I don't
know
this guy.
He's on the fire here.
So you went to Nebraska for your dental school?
I went to Nebraska for undergrad, and then I went to Oklahoma for dental school.
Oh, I see. The only reason I'm asking is my program director went to Nebraska, so just wanted to see if you know him.
Who's that?
Mark Snyder.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Omar, like, what are you gonna? You applied to come down here.
Yeah. I was super, super curious to come and check the program here, like the New Horizons Clinic, the AGD. I applied only to two programs. Those are like super heavy on like surgeries and pros, like the best of both worlds. And then also it prepares me for private practice. So I applied here and applied to one in Buffalo. Fingers crossed. This is my
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York.
You know, that's worse than Michigan.
I know. It's like...
I mean, that shit's hot.
Canada.
That shit's
it's
cold.
Canada cold.
Like, I went to a Buffalo Bills game one time, and then they have, like, on their fire hydrants, there's, like, a fucking 8-foot flag on top because the snow piles up so high that the plows have to know where the fire hydrants are. That's F that.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Hopefully we stay on the warmer side.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I can't say anything because that process is literally like we rank you, you rank us, and the computer fucking spits it out. And
it's
like
very
you
have, like, computer,
like you have like zero. You know, it used to be like, you know, hey, rank us one, you know, and like
do it together.
Yeah. But what's interesting is like you could have, you know, like it. There's literally you could rank one, we could rank one, and they won't match. Like
so it might not even work even if you put one and one. Whoa!
It's supposed to be that way, but like, I don't know. But it's a great opportunity. So
thank you for having us. We're so happy.
Yeah. You got it one more year yet.
I'm very excited to apply for next year.
Yeah, sure. we're happy to have you. That Dr. Chen is our newest member, and he's now in charge of the AGD, and I don't think he's that intimidating, but you know he's a dual specialist. He's perio pros, and you know he brings a lot to the table here. So
I actually met Dr. Chen when I did the 1 year perio program over at UCLA.
Yeah, for sure.
He was a first year resident there, but he's a wealth of knowledge. Like,
yeah,
you
he's
just
yeah.
sit with him, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, great dude. We're happy to have him. When you're done, like you have any plans? Like, where do you want to go? Like, you've been in California. Like, do you want to stay in California?
Honestly, I love LA. San Diego, it might be like this area, but after coming to Arizona, actually, I really like it here. It's super nice. Scottsdale is amazing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I live in Scottsdale for a reason. single in Scottsdale for a reason. San Diego is different. Like, that's that 70 to 80 degrees every day of the year. Like, you know, morning fog and clouds burns off by the afternoon.
It's like gorgeous.
It's like, it literally might be the nicest climate on the planet. Like, it's just like,
wow. People there are like so nice. Also, like, they smile at you. You go out as like someone like saying good morning, or like, how are you doing? And like, wow.
What about LA? Like, they want to like knife you on the corner? Or
LA,
like,
because I still live there. Yeah, I don't want to say anything. No, LA people are nice. They're just maybe a little bit more busy, you know, like more hustling vibe. So they,
well, you got to, they tax the hell out of you over there.
Yeah, if you waste their time, they hate you. Yeah.
how about you, Annie?
Honestly, I really, really like Arizona. It seems like the weather is what I'm looking for. People are so nice so far. I just spent this weekend in, so. Oh, I'm kind of a big fan now.
Yeah, this is the, like, like, we have 6 months of perfection and, like, 6 months of warmth.
Hell.
Yeah. Two months of, let's go July, warm. July, August are hot. Like, I like, there's, but you know what? You gotta swimming pool for that. Like, it's not that damn bad.
I'd rather be hot than cold any day of the week.
For sure. And is Egypt, like, do you have humidity there, or is it a dry heat?
So, actually, we're all from Alexandria, so it's, like, facing the Mediterranean, so it's high humidity. Oh, yeah. Geez. Yeah, but we got a beach there, which is kind of cool, so you always got to, like
every day is beach day.
Every day, yeah. Even in the winter, you can go to the beach, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been to Dubai a couple times to Qatar. Like, it was a little humid there.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's hot.
I tell you what, though, like, the beaches on the Gulf or something, like, they're gorgeous. Like that, the water, and like, there's a reason that people have been there for the beginning of time. Like, that's
they have camels on the beach. Also, if you want to ride a camel on the beach,
yeah, no
there.
Thanks. I grew up on a ranch. I don't need to ride wild animals.
It's just kind of an experience. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, Dubai has, like, I don't know, that's not like a great cross section, I think, of that area. It's just like, it was interesting though. BioHorizons did their global symposium there, and Lewis Cummings, who's a periodontist down in Houston, I flew over to be one of the lecturers, and we spent almost a week over there, which was super fun, but like, shit's crazy expensive there.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
You'd rather live in New York.
Yeah, like it's crazy expensive, and like it was interesting because the dentists that we got to meet there were people that you don't get to see anywhere else, because like I did a hands-on lecture, and I had docs from Pakistan and Iraq and Iran and Turkey and and I feel kind of bad. I mean, like, some of that they kind of brought on themselves, but they can't come over here.
Yeah.
You know, and the only way that they get that kind of American CE education is really in Dubai. Yeah. You know, I mean, a couple of those people from those countries, like Afghanistan, like, I think Dubai's like the only damn place they can even travel to.
Yeah.
True. No, seriously, I think it's the only damn place they can go.
Yep.
You know, yeah, so it was
the top of the line, you know, like, this is the best they can do over there. Yeah,
yeah, you know, so it was kind of interesting, you know, like, it's funny because, like, dentists are dentists, like, no matter where the hell you are, like, you know,
that's
like
true.
it's just it just is what it is. And it's funny too, cuz you guys have been over here now. When I've gone over to like Italy, and I was in France in August, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, everybody's like, yeah, I haven't gone to the US yet, you know, like, I hope to. And then, like, you know, I've got like, you know, I got like 6 or 7 vacations planned, and we forget that, like, this country is so damn big, you know, like
huge.
From go to France to New York, like, you're only halfway to LA.
Yep.
Like you're only halfway, you know. So like, you know, and they're talking about like, hey, I want to make one of the trips to New York, you know, and I want to go to Miami, and I want to go to LA, and maybe like Vegas, and like
that's it.
Since yeah. I'm in the US.
That's really it, you know.
This is the US. Right?
Yeah, that's yeah. that for most people, like those are the four places that they want to go. So it's good. What do you so you have to take boards like everyone else, I presume.
We have to take them before applying to the program. So we took them even before joining.
So you're done.
Yeah.
So when you graduate, like you're done.
Yeah.
You just need to take the CDCA or whatever license exam you need to take. Yeah. But other than that, you just need to take the boards. We also have to take TOEFL. It's a lot of dreadful process for us to come
dreadful.
Here. Honestly,
it does sound fucking dreadful. There's zero chance I would want to do that again. There's zero chance.
Yeah. All of this just to win the idea of going back to dental school, which I think it's hell for a lot of people right now listening. Just imagining just going back to dental school is just not fun.
Yeah. Well,
we love our schools. Don't get us wrong. You know, we still have to go back. So
I would say
don't say anything you're going to regret.
The better way to say it, don't get us in trouble.
Yeah. Those guys, they don't listen to any of this shit. They're,
I hope not.
They still got flip phones, so it's all good. It's all good. what'd you find interesting? You got to see some implants go in.
Oh, yeah. So we saw, like, full mouth extractions. We got to see, like, using PRF. We got sticky bone in, and then, like, immediates and, like, super fancy continuous suturing, like, super, super nice. And then today we got to see, like, in the case I worked with Dr. Christian here, 6011 full crowns. And then we had the first premolars on either side. So we had, like, 5 and 12. We had them, like, remaining roots. So we extracted those, put immediate implants. We did the CEREC for, like, milling and designing and milling for the crowns. And at the end of the day, he got 2 implants, 6 crowns, full smile design case. The patient was ecstatic, fully, like, I think he was speechless when he saw, like, the reveal in the end. This is amazing. Like, you're changing smiles, changing lives, truly, to the word. Like, this is amazing, honestly.
Yeah, Dr. Odlin does an amazing job. Like, I like blood and taking teeth out and stuff, but... Yeah, but, you know, some people, I mean, I like my own teeth. Like, I'd probably do whatever I took to keep my own teeth, but I don't really give a shit about anyone else's. You know, she does a great, I mean, she's passionate about, like, teaching people how to do that. And, you know, the doc's like, oh, yeah, this is an all-day project. Well, you know what? Like, listen, like, doing 6, 8, 10 crowns in a day, like, that's not chump change. You know, mm-hmm. like that's a, you know, like, yes, I could do about 70 implants in that amount of time, but like, might be a small exaggeration, but, you know, there's value in that. And, you'd be like, oh, you know, just send it to a lab and stuff. Well, that's fine. But like, you got the same day thing, you know, like, and you know, what if you just, you know, worked one Friday a month and that's what you did. You picked one case and you did that. I mean, that's a $8,000-$12,000 payday. And if you use a CEREC, yeah, you got the price of the machine, but, you know, for $30 a block, like that's, like.
That's pretty.
Pays off. On
yeah. And if you think about like, you know, Dr. Odlin, like, I know for a fact, I mean, full disclosure, that's my girlfriend. you know, when I'm in her office and watching her do, like, she might only see one patient that day because she's got some other associates, but, like, she starts at 9 and she's done by, like, 2 o'clock and really about no matter how many of those. Now, she's got four mills. You know, so, you know, yeah, in her office. So when she gets, you know, like, if... you know, she does 8 crowns, like each male just has to do 2. So, like, that's not that much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, also it works around the patient schedule, too, because we have a patient just from Florida for one day, came in, went home with full set of teeth. That's amazing.
And yeah, she got a new implant today. She got a temp bridge over the top of the implants. She'll come back and do that later. She found her, one of our board members and a good friend of mine, Randy Huska. His daughter was on Teen Mom Chelsea, and MTV came out and did a little short clip. Chelsea came out and showed what her and her dad were doing and stuff, and like, holy crap, like you know, our, I think New Horizons Instagram grew like 10,000 people one day. And yeah, like it was super crazy when that, wow. And you knew when that episode turned come out, it was just like, you know, all this craziness. But she found out about the clinic and she went through the process of getting screened. She flew out here, she got screened, and Alex has been working through her treatment plan, and he'll be able to finish her before he leaves. Yeah, so she's going to leave with one, two, three, four. She's going to leave with four implants and, yeah, 24 crowns.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then, like, this brand new smile.
That's the kind of dentistry I look forward to make, you know. Sure. Smile makeovers and, you know, make changes to patients, you know. I mean, that's all you need to learn here.
Yeah. You know, and I think with the CEREC, too, like, you have the opportunity to... you have the opportunity to give people a little break, and I also think that there is a there's a part of they'll become a part in your career where giving back will be important to you.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. And you know, for me, I'm at that stage. Like, you know, my career goal, or if you wanted to call it a legacy, is like my career goal is to get an endowment that's available that would allow the clinic to operate and to be able to pay for those that, you know, all of their treatment when they're, you know, when they truly can't pay for it. So yeah, that's a good part. Like it's the fun part. So in the back to the implant pathway part, which is the important part, of course. Did you have a favorite mentor that you watched in there?
Oh man, Dr. Pilling was great. Dr. Caldwell was amazing.
She's honestly one badass chick. I promise you that.
Step by step through the LPRF. Yeah. Honestly, amazing. Like, I loved it.
At some point, I felt I want to be in all of the rooms at the same time, yes, so I don't miss anything.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of... It's interesting, and you guys probably heard it, like, I tell the attendees that you finish your case early, like, you can go to the lounge and have a, you know, drink or water or whatever, you know, and get some lunch, or you could hang out in those other rooms and, like, see some really cool shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, and most people stay, you know, sometimes like you gotta have a little break after getting out of a rough case. Big but, surgery. All the mentors, you know, for me are, they truly have to meet this guideline, and that is, would I let them work on me? Ooh. Yeah. Like okay. If I needed to have a tooth taken out, like, would I let them, you know, like, and it's funny because Wade chose Josh Nagao to, do his front tooth. About 6 months ago, and you know, all the rest of us are a little butthurt about it, you know, but like Wade walked in and he was just like, I'm gonna need this Asian precision. And I was like
super specific.
Oh, I was like, oh really, like you need Asian precision? He goes I definitely don't want your cowboy ass. And he's just like, and he also wanted a socket shield. Like he wanted to leave the facial of the tooth. And Wade knows that I think that's garbage. And and so I was out. And and Josh was gonna. Josh, man, it does look amazing too. Like the tempera. He's still in the tempera, and you can't tell. You literally can't even tell the difference. He did the partial extraction therapy on it and then put the implant in. Temporary went in. He did a poncho of PRF, tucked it in. Like, it looks good. Wow. Yeah. So, but that's what it's about, you know, like, it's about learning, and man, being a mentor here just makes you that much better of a dentist. So,
sure.
Well, I appreciate you guys hanging out and shooting the shit with me on the podcast. I wish you all the best of luck. You know, I hope to see you next year. That would be fun. Interview well. Tell Clark that he's an amazing periodontist. Whatever. I'll find out what his favorite cocktail is, so you can bribe him with it. But, you know, in all seriousness, like, you know, guys, good luck with your... you know, where you already know you're going.
Yeah.
To San Antonio.
Yeah.
So they don't, do they have to go through the match program?
No, they're just a pass.
Oh, okay, I got you. So they just took you, and then you're done.
Yeah,
and you got to go through the match program.
Yeah, you got to see how this works.
We didn't used to have to do that. You used to be able to, like, you would interview them, and you'd just be like, okay, you're hired.
And it's done.
And it's done.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I wish those days were back.
Yeah, you know, medicine screwed all that shit up with their match program.
Honestly, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So much in these three days.
It was amazing.
You got a few months and one more year, but that's it's all right. You can let these two blaze the trail. So
you know, get them make their mistakes, and I learn from them. So.
Of course. could I interest you all in a shot of Fireball?
Let's go for that.
All right, you're closest. We got shot glasses up top, and when I tell you that we have 2.5 gallons of Fireball, I mean we have 2.5 gallons
of
Fireball.
This is literally, guys, yeah, it's in front of us. And there's a huge dragon in the studio, which is super cool. The Fireball dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have the new Fireball keg / I don't know what the hell that fucking thing is. All right. Little dragon's nectar to end the day.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. All right, bottoms up, guys. To new friends.
Thank you. Cheers.
Colleagues and implantologists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goddamn, that's good. Tastes like heaven, burns like hell. From Arizona, Dennis Implants and Worms, thanks for tuning in. Share us 4 or 5 stars on Apple. Hell, give us 3. I don't give a shit. Rate us on Apple. Nobody likes all 5 stars. That's bullshit. We will catch you on another episode. Cheers.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the Fireball. Cheers.